This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Yep. Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Foodie on Paper podcast. Less than 10 days to Christmas, and we have Liverpool going on holiday with 10 points ahead of Leicester in the Premier League table. Ajax still unconvincing, Barcelona away day blues, Atalanta with their wonderful Champions League run, and more. Also in the studio, the usual suspects, the polyamorous man,
woo-woo,
Mr. Love for All.
Hey.
Welcome to the studio.
Hi guys, how you guys doing, man?
If you're Awani fanboy forever, do you have any other like titles or stuff?
I don't know. The guys there, they call me Sugar. I don't know.
This is it.
Yes. Wow. They don't call me that.
Yeah, different codes.
This is a football show. Thank you very much. Okay, let's focus on the facts.
How did you enjoy football this weekend?
I mean, every week so far has been enjoyable for me. I mean, aside the United week. So
you like cancel Liverpool, like yes. Football in general.
Oh no, it was really interesting that Pascal enjoyed the Champions League last Champions League game week. Atalanta were very exciting, especially second half of the game. I think, what else? Let's see. On Sunday, some really fun games were played as well, you know. Let's get into it, but let's just start like that.
Okay, gearing up for Christmas.
What do you want me to do?
Your birthday's coming soon. Like, you have to do
something. Oh, yeah, you guys, send me things, man. These people are taxing me. Don't take them out. I don't have money, please.
Let's talk hot topics.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the Premier League. Shocking results. Bournemouth, they went to Stamford Bridge to get all 3 points.
They've done this what, twice before or once?
Three times, last four times they've been there.
Wow.
So like since they've come to the Premier League, they've won there three times and they've played there four times.
Mama Eddie, once again, at the altar praying.
Top woman.
Top woman, you know. But like, Eddie, tactically, what do you think? I mean, his mom had no hand in tactics now, so you think...
To me, Sha, I feel very soon clubs will start looking at him, man. Because what he has done with Bournemouth, basically, man, is mental, especially when they came.
Mm-hmm.
You see the way Norwich are now. That's how they were. They were able to stay in the league and they still play the same way. You understand? They are not, maybe some games will be like, oh, let's sit back, let's know. They're still doing the same thing, like pushing, playing the ball around, like, good football.
Good football, yeah.
And he's been linked to too many jobs already. So linked to Everton, linked with the England job before Southgate got it. So I think possibly maybe one more year before he like moves up to get like maybe a mid-table team and propel his career, basically. Because like I think he has done all he could do for Bournemouth, make them a Premier League team, which is good enough. Question for you.
Yeah.
That's one win in six for Frank Lampard and his boys.
The manager of the month course come a little late. I mean, it took its time to get here, but
no, normally it's just one game.
It's one game, but now one in six.
What are they going through? Like, what would you call this phase in his Chelsea career?
I think what's happening now with Frank and the boys, or Frank and Frankie's babes, is that they're not. I don't know, earlier in the season they overperformed and now we're starting to see, you know, they're starting to show us that their boys are not men, I guess, in a way. I don't know if that makes sense. Mm. Because they were high-flying, you know, winning games, getting points where they were meant to get points. Mm. And now this is the part of the season where they had to, like, grind out results. This is December, you know.
Yeah.
The games are coming, there's no time to rest. They're playing the Champions League as well. Mm. A lot of these boys haven't played Champions League before. So we're starting to see, you know, more minutes in their legs and also different level of opponents. You know, the level is much higher. This is the Premier League, the Champions League. So I think it's expected. So now Frank just has to show us what he's doing on the training ground, you know, and then also mentally with the players as well. Just try and get them that frame of mind that, okay, fine, you know, this is part of the experience.
What are you leaning to mentally, tactically?
I think they might be able to be fatigued.
Okay.
Because the tactics are there. He's setting up his team the way he normally would. But you're just not getting things go for them.
Okay. Do you think they should get into January market? They're linked to Zaha, linked to Ben Chilwell.
I think it's been very. Actually, it's Chilwell. Okay. But like, yeah, they should definitely get into the market because it's been very telling that, especially in the striking department, he hasn't really. That's what I'm saying. He hasn't really because you could even say maybe Tammy's a little bit tired apart from the injury as well because you could say that he was rushed back a little bit quickly.
Yeah.
Too quickly, rather. And maybe that's because he doesn't have so much confidence in Giroud and Batshuayi. And also maybe Pedro. Because Pedro can also play 9 as well. So maybe he might have to go into the market to get a backup 9 that could afford Tammy some rest as well because he's a young striker.
So who do you think they should go for now? When you say backup 9, is that attractive to be backup to Tammy Abraham? Which kind of player would they go for?
Well, it's Chelsea Football Club. They are London and they're a big club. So, I mean,
Did you hear what he said?
No,
he
listen.
Backup to Tammy Abraham. So that means they shouldn't go for a Timo Werner. They shouldn't go for... Let me see, who's a good striker?
They can't go for a Timo Werner because, I mean, unless, of course, I mean, Chelsea have done it before, they don't care. They might get Timo Werner and be like, okay, Tam, you know what? Go down. Because, I mean,
so that was your sentence was wrong.
Because it's Chelsea. They might as well just wake up one and say, you know, Tam, you know, they want to get someone else and then he'll just come in and then start performing and scoring goals. But for sure, I think they're going to go into the market. I'm not sure where exactly, but maybe somewhere, somebody in midfield, somebody in. Striking departments, maybe.
Guess who they play next? Jose.
Oh wow.
Jose and
that's special.
Very special game.
You know, Jose has been around a lot now, so we're going to have like a few matches where he's playing his former employers. Fun to watch.
He's been around.
I don't. We're not shaming anybody here. Let's continue.
Okay. Bournemouth safe for you. Like they will remain in Premier League.
They will. I think that's the minimum expectation for them, and they keep on doing that every year, so no reason why they shouldn't do that again this year.
Okay, let's talk about the team that did not make Yemi come on the podcast today. Arsenal v Man City. I think the result was inevitable now. It was expected.
It was, but then the way in which it happened, I mean, second minute, first goal.
Funny, like Arsenal had the chance to score.
To score and then...
Man City.
Yeah, I felt like the ref didn't handle the game well at all because definitely there were some incidents in the game where you feel like if he had given out some cards, maybe the game would have swung the balance of Arsenal. Because in the second half, Arsenal came out more. They played better football.
Why didn't they do that in the first half, though?
I can't say for sure because, I mean, they've changed managers and somehow they still have that same problem. And I don't know if... I think it's something that might have to sort it out during preseason because...
Let me ask you a question. I know you watched Liverpool in the like early 2000s, huh?
Yeah.
And then you have seen Liverpool now.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so different for players these days that players have to be told or taught what to do than back in the early 2000s? The early 2000s, probably, if a player is bad, a player just probably looks at Gerrard. It's probably... that alone is enough for him to like step up.
That's enough. I mean, you look
at this one. They always like, what was Freddie going to tell them? What's Pep going to tell them? Why is Klopp always shouting on his players? Why is it that way?
I think some of it might be exaggerated by the media because I mean they want to believe that the manager has more influence than we can see, than is on ground. Sorry, we can see. But sometimes it's just the players just sometimes they don't know what to do. That's okay.
Are you speaking? Are you talking of the Arsenal team right now?
Yeah, the Arsenal team. They don't know what to do. Sometimes that's okay, you know. And it's up to the manager now to lead. He has to be a leader. He's employed to lead. So if he can't get them on track and get them playing the way they should as the Arsenal, then maybe obviously he hasn't been given the job yet permanently, but. They have to get someone in that can get them playing the way they should.
Wow, that's what. Can City build from here?
Do they have a choice? I mean, the gap already is so far between them and the leaders right now. So they have to use this as an opportunity. I mean, irregardless that, you know, Arsenal are a little bit off colour right now. Very, very huge 3 points for them. And the manner in which they got the points, very convincing, you know. They weren't like overly threatened at the back. And De Bruyne scored 2 goals for the first time. In his Premier League career, yes? Goals in a game in Premier League career. So they'll take positives from that and they'll want to see whether they can string along a run now to try and put pressure on the people at the top.
You play Leicester next.
Yeah.
What do you see happening?
I think this might be the chance for them to reclaim their spot at second. I need to definitely send warning bells back to Liverpool and hopefully put them, you know... Why are you laughing? Hey! I hope you're not one of those.
You're trying to be modest. I like
that. It's been 30 years. I have no choice but to be modest.
It's all good. What next for Arsenal?
Right now,
they should get that manager, right? Like the new manager.
Get that manager in for the new year.
I'm going to give you four names now.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me who you think should be manager.
Okay.
Mikel Arteta.
No.
His favorite.
No.
Mauricio Pochettino.
Yes.
Max Allegri.
That's my answer.
The last name I'm going to give is Ancelotti.
Ancelotti. Can Ancelotti manage this team? I mean, he's pretty much an old school manager. I mean, see where he's coming from, Napoli. Those guys, they know how to do things on their own.
We'll talk about Napoli.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. So, you're leaning towards Poch.
Yeah, Poch. Poch.
You think he'll take the job?
It would be.
Considering that, you know, what he has done with Arsenal's rivals.
Aside from little loyalties in football, I mean, we've seen players move from Madrid to Barcelona, seeing managers take jobs all over England without regard for, I mean, for my employers. So, I don't call any names.
I mean, Jose.
Jose's bad, baby.
Yeah. Other results, United won, Everton won. This was kind of
expected. Well. I mean, to any how teams, you don't know what you're going to expect, or you kind of felt like United were going to slip up.
Yeah,
which ones? I understand. We'll be right out for you. Please show respect, though. Oma Puyo, yeah.
Cocky much.
Ah.
Speaking of being, we've been saying Jose's name since. His team won against Wolves, right?
Yeah. Four wins in six now for Mu, yeah? I think he's got them playing well again, even though they had to.
A point behind, 3 points behind Chelsea.
Yeah.
And they play Chelsea next.
Credit to Spurs and Jose. They played a team that hadn't lost in nine. I think hadn't lost at home in the Premier League this season. So it's a tough ground to go to. And Wolves are, they bring their A game when it's the top six coming. Yeah. So credit to them. Yann Boateng, happy to see him score. I love the celebration as well. Shout out to Yann.
Yeah. Only one Castle nil.
I mean, are you not entertained? Was this ever in doubt? This is Sean Dash we're talking about here. Three losses. What? There's a reason he doesn't have any hair. He'll be rubbing his hair like, what's going on here? And this boy is playing.
Finally, Liverpool 2, Everton. Sorry, I said Everton.
I was going to say something. Castle going through a lot of injuries as well. And, you know, I won't say fortunate, but, I mean, needed a screamer to draw against City all these 3 games ago. And after that, hadn't really, like, kicked on from there. One win.
Wow.
That's it.
They won 3 in a row, though.
After the City game?
No, after the City game. I'm just saying, like, they've been good.
Yeah.
So, just but, freedom.
But yeah, man, just freedom. Call of Paps. Man, freedom.
Just freedom, man. Finally, Liverpool. 2-0 win over Watford.
It was harder than we made it. So it was harder than it should have been because we normally, you know...
You could blame your fatigue now after the tough away win.
Yeah, Salzburg will make you run. They will make you run. So
I mean, they injured Lovren. So.
They did injure Lovren. It's Lovren though. I mean, how many games in a row has he played in his Liverpool career?
Your player of the week.
De Bruyne.
Not bad. Okay, let's take a break now.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, let's get into Hot Topics Part 2. Let's start with the La Liga, man. Barcelona continued their away.
Useless.
Nonsense.
Useless.
They drew 2-2 away to who?
Sociedad.
Real Sociedad.
Yeah, 2-2 at the Anoeta, yeah?
That's a tough place to go, normally.
Yeah, we thought they'd broken the jinx. I mean, they won, I think, their last 3 there. Mm. But, I mean, we're back to normal again now. The Anoeta jinx is back.
Why though? No, no, let's talk about like them away generally this season. What's going on?
I won't say the decline of Barcelona, because I mean they're most likely going to win the league again this year, if barring any like serious accidents. But they're not at the height.
But it's happening now. The accident is happening. If you're not winning away, you can't just win.
They're not at the height of their powers anymore. I think it's starting to show. And you can't, obviously the best player in the world, yes. But you can't expect him to, you know, always.
You have Suarez. You have Messi. You have Griezmann up front. So possibly three of the top five players, top five best players in La Liga. And you're struggling away. Why?
I think it's time to get Pep back. Maybe they need Pep. I don't know. Because a lot of Barcelona fans will tell you they are unhappy with Valverde and how the team plays and the team not being as expressive as they would like. So maybe... And the problem now is that it's a very sticky situation, because you never see... The board is not going to fire a manager that is getting results and doing well. He's qualified for the round of 16. He's qualified around the 16, and I think they're still topping the table.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would you now, if I was Ernesto and I was fired at this stage now, wouldn't I? I'll feel very hard done by it, because
I think if Madrid wins, because this recording is happening before the Madrid game. If Madrid wins, they'll go top.
So, I think let's just put it down to very tough ground where they couldn't get results. So maybe they'll get back.
The other games are the struggle away, Uncle. So all of them are tough grounds.
No, sometimes
you like sleeping outside.
Oh yeah, you talk. Why do you not play well away from home? No, you have all the questions, but you don't have any of the answers.
I asked you. So you have to answer me still.
Sometimes footing on paper, the fans when they get with you won't talk, because something pass you. It passed me right now. I don't know what to say.
Let's talk about the game. I know you focused on the game. You saw the game.
Yeah, I saw the game.
Were they unlucky? Because like you could hear some Barcelona fans complaining about the push on what's his name, Piqué's shirt. Hold on, that they didn't get a penalty for that, and then Sociedad got a penalty for a pull on the shirt.
It's a bit infuriating, honestly, because you feel like, I know it's still early stages of VAR, but when you see those two incidents, you feel like those are things that the VAR officials will spot very easily and just do your work. Like my friend Tayo always say, do your work.
Who's Tayo?
Paps.
Who's Paps?
Because I spoke about you in third person now. If you want to do like, say, your brain really work well.
Okay. They're still picking them for them to win the league, Abi.
Yeah, they're still my front runners.
Okay. Let's talk about Atletico. A brilliant win for them. The qualified.
Brilliant. I've been normal. It's not their. This is their work now. It's not 2-0.
They didn't draw. I know you're angry about something, but
I'm angry. No. Okay.
Let's talk like pundits.
Yeah.
No emotions. Yes.
Especially happy for Morata. He hasn't scored in a while, and very, very, very good header from him. Got it well placed between the keeper and the defender. But poor marking from who they play as well for the set piece. They're marking Zona, and he was got acres of space. Landlord could have built a house there. I kid you not. Two story. I don't know, but good goal from him. And I think I'm happy for Diego Simeone and his team. There are already question marks surrounding his job. Who were saying, he might get sacked.
I'm probably not about getting sacked. He should just resign. He's done his best. Another person should come.
Don't you? I feel like he's in kind of like that Wenger situation where he's not going to resign.
He spent just 8 years.
No, like Wenger situation, like he loves the club and he's definitely like play for the club, manage the club. Has
kind of modeled.
The club is modeled after him. Yes. Yeah. So he'll never like pack in the towel. He's not even that type of man, like that type of manager that will just, I'm not doing it again. Man, they go out. He wouldn't. So he's there. He's the Athletic to the end for him, at least until the contract ends.
Was this surprising for you when you saw Trippier step up for a penalty?
That was so weird. Do they know how he recognized penalty taker?
Maybe they thought he was Rooney.
Shout out to Diego. Nice. But I mean, Trippier, it's a penalty. I feel like he should have missed. I mean, he can score those. I'm sure he can score those. I mean, he's entrusted with direct set pieces, and a penalty is a direct set piece. So he should have scored that. Just unlucky, I guess.
Yeah, Felix stepped up to score the penalty.
Felix Shao.
Yeah, so they got into the Champions League.
Can we sneak in a little chat about the relegation battle at the bottom, Mallorca? Mallorca.
I know you focused on that.
Yeah, focus on that as well. Celta Vigo, struggling this season. They can't seem to get the results they need, especially with the players they have. And they faced Mallorca today, who hadn't won away this season. Yeah. And they were very, very fortunate when they were leading 2-1 and Mallorca got a red card. And somehow Mallorca managed to draw that game 2-2. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on right now with...
What's the feeling with South Africa? The players that they have, they shouldn't be in that position.
They should not, though.
Yeah, Glaspash, Puani Sisto, Denis
Suarez, what's Rafinha. That? Sisto is that black boy, yeah?
That's so fucking racist.
How is that? That's a description.
It's that black boy.
How many black boys are at Celta?
They probably have too many black
boys. They don't have too many black boys at Celta.
Is Rafinha black?
Is a... Oh, Rafinha.
Is what? Sisto black?
Sisto is very black.
We made it, right?
I can't be racist. I'm black, Tayo.
Okay. Let's talk Bundesliga now.
All right.
Leipzig, they're top of the table.
Those ones just dish people goals. Oh.
Like Nagelsmann, man. He's just 32.
32. What if he wins the league?
That would be mental. And I think Bayern will actually go for him.
Yeah. Do you know, Bayern still haven't, they haven't appointed their permanent manager, so temporary. What's that guy with the hyphenated surname?
I don't know. I never pay attention.
Hyphenated surname, it's a long guy.
Is that female?
It's not, no, no, but there's a hyphen, we don't pay attention. There's a hyphen. There is. Yeah, sure.
Okay. We'll check out
that. No, but like, yeah, the, I think it's, Bundesliga, this is actually very interesting. You know, there's a lot of rotation going on at the top. So, I mean, if you're in... No, not a lot now, but... Yes.
Which they never win at.
For the Bundesliga, that's a lot.
You have a point, sir. Yes.
Thank you. You just want to talk, want to attack me, everything, every time contrarian. Why? Why can't you support me? Why? Where a team? Eh? What was that? So, I don't know. Bundesliga this year, again, it's still hard to see another team winning besides Bayern. But... Let them at least make it hard for them, you know. And even in aside from the Champions position, you know, the Champions League position as well, you see a lot of competition. The points are very lot of not a lot of space in between the teams from I think second or no, from like first like
first to tenth.
Yes, so I mean anything can happen. Yeah, this is football, so central. And for a team that only has 18 for a league that only has 18 teams, that's not a lot of space. So it's good to see in the Bundesliga.
I'm going to ask you again, do you think there'll be a new winner or are you still sticking to your guns and saying Bayern?
Still sticking, man. They just have that quality.
Speaking of Bayern, they smashed Werder Bremen 6-1. Bremen went to call police, but they're seeing a police arrest them.
They went and scored first.
Your boy scored a hat trick.
Philippe!
And the shackles off. Like he's enjoying his football once again.
Yes, but then also a lot of people forget that Philippe Coutinho, he's that kind of player where he will kind of disappear for a bit and then he'll come back, even at Liverpool.
He's not, he hasn't disappeared this season for Bayern. He'll be kicked by Trout, whatever they do. He's too key for them.
I'm still expecting, I mean, well, not like expecting, but it's just kind of the way he's a confidence player. So, I mean, at any point when his confidence should drop a bit, who knows, it might affect his play. But let's hope that they can.
The backup move was the problem with them. Are we?
Yes, at the time it happened, yes, because I mean they were expecting Neymar, and he's not Neymar. Even for Brazil, he's not Neymar.
Are you sure they were expecting Neymar? They were expecting him to play with Neymar.
No, they weren't expecting to play with Neymar. More of a replacement, really, because after what happened, they were not openly. Not openly.
I think, but, okay, yeah, it was more visual when Neymar left.
Yeah, I've got love for Philippe, man. From time, he's my guy, and he's my guy. I mean,
ring him, me enter podcast.
After the match, I will call him. Now, why did he stress me? He said he doesn't want to do this show with us yet. Wow. Say we never blow. Now, my guy, ain't tell him the truth. Wow. You understand?
Good. Yeah. Speaking of Gladbach, poor week for them. They got out of the Europa League in the last minute, and then they lost to Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg, so, yeah.
They've never won there. I think they've not won there in like 10. Are they like
moment of silence?
Really?
No, they sad for them. And I'm sad thing now.
Why
they know me? Why they know qualify?
I was thinking that you say maybe they will like continue to ginger, like they'll continue to fight or not.
Now that they're out of the Europa League, I mean
focus.
They can obviously very sad, you know, they've lost that revenue stream, so they can't go far in that competition. But now they just have to,
there is some revenue,
even if it's a little bit, so some revenue there. But they can look at the positives, you know, no long European trips, and they can focus solely on the league and maybe see whether they can qualify. Because I mean, their main aim is to qualify for the Champions League, minimum at least. So they will try and see if they can do that and then kick on from there.
Okay, let's go to Italy quickly. Juve back to winning ways. Ronaldo scored.
Scotty Brace, yeah.
Cool. I think it was the first time Sarri played Higuain, Ronaldo, and Dybala in the match. I mean, fans have been clamoring for that.
You know, Dybala in the 10, yes?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then Ronaldo and Higuain up front.
I think the quality of opposition they played on the day, Udinese at home, it was screaming. That's kind of mad that screaming for all three to play. They cannot play Dybala, Higuain, and Ronaldo all the time. Simply because I don't know if they have enough.
Shouldn't that be his like best forward? Like?
I don't know if they had options on the bench to change the game if they want to. Maybe they're in a losing position or they need to get a win or something.
Bernardeschi,
you hear? He's a good player. He's a good player, but can he affect the game the way Dybala from the bench and Higuain from the bench? Or
so this is what you're telling me right now. If you're a Juventus coach, for like easy matches, no disrespect to these teams. Mm-hmm. You can throw three of them out, but like for the tough games, the Inters, the Romas, you like take one out in for that person to influence the game.
And then possession as they did against Udinese,
they always do that now. They always have enough possession. They always do that. They always do all that. They always have enough possession against any team. They are that good. They are the best in that league. You understand? So I don't understand why he's kind of okay. He claims that he's looking for a balance. You understand?
But and he hasn't found it yet. Well, maybe he has found it today, or they've kind of gotten like.
Why Klopp know they do him now? Maybe bench one of Salah, Firmino, or Mane.
But he does do that now. Funny enough, this so far, like especially this November, December period, he's been rotating quite a lot.
I'm saying normally, like do you hear what I said? This was the first time this guy is doing it. Sarri is doing it. I'm saying for.
And then also another concern that I think he might have is that Dybala playing in the 10 position might not have the legs, you know, to come back, because he will want him to have some, even if just a little bit defensive responsibility coming back. Because when you play those three up front, it might leave your, you know, them exposed back. And you saw today, they didn't keep a clean sheet today against Udinese. So maybe he might look at that as a sign that maybe it's not perfect, but we still need to work on it.
But they always have the ball. Anyway, let's talk about Atalanta. Champions League
done. I mean,
sweet
resurrection.
Oh yeah, back to the league.
I mean, normal
problem.
Did he even score?
They scored. No, it's 2-1.
2-1. Sorry, my bad. Sorry, fans. 2-1.
Why is it off and on? What's going on?
We can't.
They're not used to it, Obi.
We can always ascribe it. You know, first is in Champions League, and then balancing duties of both. Maybe they're bound to give way somewhere. So sometimes it might be the champs, sometimes it might be the league. But it's a fun adventure for them, good experience for the club, for the players, for the fans, and they should just enjoy while they can.
Okay. Time for a break. Okay, it's time for a new segment. It's called Off the Pitch. Are you not entertained? First topic here. Vibog, they want to sue a player after they saw him play. Like, they want to sue one of their players.
Mm-hmm.
They signed him.
Yes.
I'm sure they will have seen his clips and everything.
Yes.
But after they saw him play
on for their team.
Yeah, for their team.
You know, Sabi, so now they want to sue and say, Alpha, why you know the ball?
I don't understand.
Well, yes, now we'll go court. We saw your clips. Eh? You said you could play ball. I mean, we saw your clips. Not happening now. 0 goals in 20 appearances. Nothing. Why not? Nah, but for real though, it's like, is this a joke? Are they even being serious? I mean,
it's funny though.
Any reasonable local to throw that out like in minutes, man. So they should just cut their losses and just end his contract, man. I mean, what's going on here?
They should give him time.
I mean, this it's part of the risk of like signing a player. You do your scouting, you watch the videos, you talk to the player, you do everything. And sometimes it just doesn't work out.
You know what they did.
Yeah, he didn't want to sign him. Yeah, he trusted his scouts. I mean, that didn't work out.
He was a brilliant player for Manchester United. Our next topic, club sacked Nigerian player after impregnating.
Let me read this one out. Club sacked Nigerian player after impregnating club's president daughter. Club's president's daughter, rather. Is this...
Why is he sucking?
Is this real or like from a Nollywood film? Talk to me.
It's real. It's real.
What's here?
The player was not on this group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, this is deep.
That's poor English.
Player's name was not disclosed. Yeah. Is there... I think we just allowed the fans to laugh wherever they are. Because what kind of canayo nonsense is this?
Wait, I don't understand. Why do they want to sack him?
I mean,
he's not allowed to go out to the club's president's daughter.
I mean, sure, he's allowed, but I mean, human beings can be weird, man. I'm talking about this. Obviously, the club has no right to sack him whatsoever. But then, I don't know. People can be weird, man. I think for his career, probably shouldn't have done that. But then, love... If they love each other, I mean, they should be allowed to be together. So, why would you sack him? That's actually kind of sad, to be honest. And I really hope he gets another job soon, because he's going to be a father soon.
I don't think he has been sacked if he wanted to.
Okay. Well, they better not sack him. I'm going to feed his child. I don't understand. Your grandchild, self.
And the man will take care of the child. And he'll probably see the
child. Oh, boy, President, take well, though. He'll
probably see the child as a bastard.
He's the father. President, if you can hear me.
Ancelotti sacked.
Yeah.
After getting Napoli's highest win in Champions League. 4-0 over Genk. Was it Genk?
Genk. It was coming. I mean, they had the behind-the-scenes issues going on with the players. And, you know,
1-9.
He did something very, very brave. He backed the players and he didn't really, you know, say you have to do what the president has said. And he backed the... And I think that's a manager that, you know, that is very... He has a lot of self-conviction. He stands by what he believes in. And when he felt like Laurentiis wasn't, you know, toying or wasn't doing what he felt was right, he backed his players and ultimately...
Well, his players not helping.
Yeah, you know, it's a gamble, because you can back your players and then, you know, the results come, and then eventually now the president has to backtrack and then, you know, support you, because now you're getting results on the pitch, and then now you have the fans on your side as well, because the fans also are very important in this as well. Because once the results are going well on the pitch and you backed your players and the fans are on your side, what does the president have to do? He'll just, you know, quietly just, maybe if he's a man of honor, he'll give you a public apology. But that didn't happen for him, man. Sad to see him. I mean, any club now,
what next for him?
I think there's so many clubs that would be grateful to have him.
Moshiri, you know, Everton.
Everton, yeah.
He wants that type of manager.
And he has the money. I feel like he's been very, very involved in Everton since.
Should they sign Ancelotti like Everton?
Yes.
In terms of what they want to do, in terms of how they want to build, is he the right fit for them?
He's the right fit. He has that pedigree, and he can.
Not about pedigree.
No. He has also built teams that can play very good football, and he has. And maybe
check his last two jobs. Bayern, he complained about training. Now Napoli, this small, everything scattered. So you want him to go to an Everton that's already scattered?
If you think about it now, it's kind of like a symbiosis thing. Now they kind of need each other right now. Ancelotti, if he still wants to manage, because I mean, he could retire right now, and he would still be. Yeah, he still wants to manage, you know. Credit to him, he's already won so much, but he still wants.
He's just 60 years old.
I'm talking about how much he's won now, and how many years he has managed. Hey, God. Tyler,
what? He said he can retire.
No, like, I mean, even Pep can retire now, and he'd still be like one of the greats. That's what I'm trying to say. So let's just see how it goes. I mean, I still think that he's a good manager, and any club that is looking for a manager of his caliber right now will be lucky to have him.
Arsenal.
I mean, you guys are running for a lot of people right now. Let's
what do you mean, you guys, fam? Who's that?
Ah!
Who is you, fam? What are you talking about?
Should I call Yemi for you?
You know, they do some engineering work. And Sufati.
My boy!
Easy, it's your boy.
I support fellow black men, you know, when they are shining out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
The first...
The youngest ever goal scorer in the Champions League. 17 years, you know. Scored. I mean, the manner of the goal, it wasn't like a 6-0 win last minute. This was at the San Siro last minute win
to
qualify. So basically, he sent Inter Milan to the Europa League. Inter, how about that?
Speaking of Inter, why? This back-to-back season now, they bottled it
Yeah.
AKA Para.
They bottled it. They should have won that game, and also they should have won, I think, the a few games before that. The
Slavia Praha.
It's Slavia Praha. Slavia Praha was in that group now. It's Inter, Barca.
Inter, Barca, Dortmund.
And Slavia. Slavia came last now.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I think what happened with them was that they didn't just take the points where they expected to take points. And it's the Champions League. If you don't win what you're meant to win, you won't get the results you're meant to get.
I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I mean,
and Conte's record as well.
Very, very poor as well.
He has never gone to Real Madrid.
Never.
He has.
While I was at Juve?
Yes. Knocked out Chelsea. Okay, now time to wrap up the show. Let's start with Ife's FPL picks.
I did all right now, Abi.
No, like, I'm speak. Like,
I try for now, Abi. Alisson Ramses Becker, 6 points. I mean,
what did you call him?
Ramses, that's his middle name.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure whether he had, like, it sounds Egyptian, yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah. But he got 6 points, you know. Happy for him. Clean sheet at home in the Premier League at Anfield. So, like, yeah, that's nice. Danny Ings, nothing from that side.
Two.
So that was kind of down. Mane, unfortunately, to get that goal cancelled off. I think his waist was QD. No, he was offside by me.
You're trying to be funny, innit?
Like, not trying. I am funny, guy. I know you do that kind of thing for your life. Not trying to get. I am funny. But like, yeah, just the assist. I triple captained him this week, so only like 18 points from him. No bonus points for him. So just 6 points. So if you captain him, 12 points. Not bad, I guess. Son, this one's kind of really hurt me because I took him out for.
Every time you bring in Son, he doesn't do well.
Well, I'm just going to have to keep him.
You.
I'm just going to keep him into the end of the season. Then let's.
You don't do well at all.
Yeah, there's now.
So yeah, telling people not to pick Son. That's what you're saying.
I didn't say that at all. Please do what you must. Son, nothing from him as well. Just I think 2 points. Then Tarkowski. Oh my boy,
clean sheet.
Nothing else to say. I mean, it was an half and half week.
Three players came in. Your captain came in.
Yeah,
kind of came in.
Can I crap on my bench here for a while? I don't know.
What?
My bench.
I don't care about your bench. Okay. We're talking about FPL picks.
Okay, let's move on to Bash the Bookies then, since I can't cry about my bench.
Thank God Perry is not here because he'll be frustrated right now. Man. Only Galatasaray. Only Galatasaray.
Bottled. Gala, why?
And they're winning 2-0.
Winning 2-0. So weird. Yeah. I mean, this is football. Anything can happen, but we didn't want that to happen.
Yeah. Sorry if you didn't get anything. And if you won, big ups to you.
Big ups to you, man. Congrats. Yeah. Compliments of the season.
Still.
I don't know. Do you want to say anything, Paps?
Nah, your time with this.
Oh yeah, so which one will be now my time with this?
Time with this now. My time is to shine. Fine boy forever.
Alright, so like yeah, if you want to follow me. You know they laugh every week. Why do you do this, man? Okay, if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Fine Boy Forever.
Mr. Polyamorous.
That's not my name, man. Nobody named it. They bomb me with
love for everybody.
I have love for certain select people. If you get sense, I get love for you. If you don't get sense,
go. You should love everybody.
No, some people don't get sense. Why go love you if you don't get sense?
You should, like, love them, then teach them to get sense.
They know they tell person. Chara. Oh. Okay, what was that? Yeah, follow me at Fineboy Forever on basic platforms. You can follow Papi at.
What does that mean? Basic platforms.
If you search and you don't see me, then it's not basic. Exactly. You can follow Paps at PAPPIIV on Twitter and Instagram and follow us at Footy.
Why did you just say basic platforms for me too?
Oh, but you there on some non-basic platforms now. So
like
if you find you for like high five or something, guy.
Really?
I don't know, man.
So you're like advertising high five now. I'm not paying for that.
Bado, all those kind of places. To go. follow us at Footy on paper, yeah?
Nah, ciao.
Alright, bye bye. All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.